MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, December 11, 2025. The governor is promoting ADUs, and the Lynn Mayor is rolling out his priorities. Partly cloudy, windy, high 37 in the morning, falling throughout the day. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 4:20 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes the Healey administration rolled out a new plan Wednesday aimed at making it easier to build accessory dwelling units under a 2024 law that authorized them statewide. The new programs will provide funding and technical assistance for homeowners to design and construct so-called accessory dwelling units, also known as granny flats, on their properties. Governor Maura Healey said the move aims to capitalize on a year-old housing law that authorized ADUs statewide as part of a broader effort to expand housing options in a state with some of the highest cost in the nation. Jackie Mano is writing on itemlive.com. Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson shared upcoming priorities for the city at a government affairs meeting on Wednesday at the Greater Lynn Chamber of Commerce. During the discussion, Nicholson highlighted key initiatives affecting local businesses and neighborhoods with a focus on downtown, waterfront, and school projects. He emphasized the importance of Vision Lynn, a comprehensive plan adopted by the Planning Department in 2023 that captures its 20-year vision for the city to guide future development and investments in infrastructure. One of the key accomplishments from Vision Lynn was rewriting the city's zoning code to allow for more construction to be buildable by right, reducing the need for variances. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Gloucester Times reports the 8-day Jewish holiday of Hanukkah is about light triumphing over darkness. With Hanukkah beginning at sundown this Sunday, December 14, this year there will be public menorah lightings in Gloucester, Rockport, Ipswich, and the Hamilton-Wenham community. In Gloucester, Temple Ahavat Achim, 86 Middle Street, plans to hold its annual lobster trap menorah lighting on Tuesday, December 16 at 6 p.m., with songs and sweet treats, followed by a concert with Ezekiel's Wheels Klezmer Band. All attendees are required to pre-register for these events by calling the temple at 978-281-0739. And Caroline Enos is reporting in the Salem News. Sunday's second annual Hot Cocoa and Cookie Night will help a Danvers neighborhood spread holiday cheer while giving back. Danvers Holiday Houses, that's Danvers Holiday Houses, is a group of neighbors mainly on Fowler, Arthur, and Crane Streets that decorate their homes with light displays and blow-up characters each year. From 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Sunday, visitors can stop by the neighborhood to enjoy the light displays and buy hot chocolate and cookies. They can also enjoy a holiday movie that will be playing on one of the neighbors' lawns, write letters to Santa Claus, meet the big man himself, listen to holiday music, take part in karaoke, and enter raffles for gift cards to local businesses, an espresso machine, where are my and Celtics tickets. And again, that's 4:30 to 6:30 Sunday in Danvers. Whew, all right. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Salem News has named Masconomet field hockey standout Ava Galvane as Field Hockey Player of the Year. Galvane led the North Shore in goals with 32. She'll be attending Stonehill in the fall. The Gloucester Times named Manchester Essex High School's field hockey star Abby Kent as its female player of the year. Kent finished the year with 31 points, including 19 goals. She'll be attending Holy Cross in the fall. Most high school winter sports teams will open play next week. However, the Masconomet girls basketball team will begin its season tonight at Central Catholic. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. In area college sports tonight, the Salem State men's basketball team will host Wesleyan at 5, and the Vikings men's hockey team will host Southern Maine tonight at 7. Celtics and Bruins both off last night. Both teams play on the road tonight. The Celtics meet the Bucks in Milwaukee, and the Bruins battle the Jets in Winnipeg. And the Patriots will host Buffalo Sunday at 1 p.m. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.